And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 14th of February, 2015. Today is Valentine's Day, a big day for greeting cards and for candy sales, which goes back more than 1,500 years to the Feast of St. Valentine, established in the 5th century. Though nobody is sure exactly which of many St. Valentines it is the feast day of. But the ancient Romans had a fertility festival in mid-February called Lupercalia, when young men ran naked in the streets wearing strips of goatskin, which they gently whipped young women with to improve their fertility. And Lupercalia was still popular long after the Roman Empire was officially Christian, so the church simply came in and renovated it. In the 14th century, Chaucer wrote about St. Valentine's Day as a romantic occasion in his long poem, The Parliament of Fowls. In the early 15th century, the Duke of Orleans, held captive in the Tower of London, wrote a Valentine's Day poem to his wife. Shakespeare mentions the sending of valentines in a speech by Ophelia in Hamlet. On this day in 1842, the best place to be in New York was at the Valentine's Day Boz Ball, held in honor of the novelist Charles Dickens, who was visiting America with his wife, Catherine. 3,000 tickets sold out immediately, $5 apiece, which was quite a sum in those days. An enormous amount of money spent on decorations. In a letter to a friend, Charles Dickens called it the most splendid, gorgeous, brilliant affair you can possibly conceive. And it was on this day, 1895, Oscar Wilde's play, The Importance of Being Earnest, opened in London. He'd written the first draft in just 21 days. He said the play expressed his philosophy that we should treat all the trivial things of life very seriously, and all the serious things of life with sincere and studied triviality. It was an enormous hit. And the actor who played Algernon later said, "In my 53 years of acting, I never remember a greater triumph than the first night of The Importance of Being Earnest." And it's the birthday of the comedian Jack Benny, born Benjamin Kubelski in Waukegan, Illinois, 1894. He was a violin prodigy, hoped to have a concert career, but by the age of 17, he was playing in vaudeville, where he learned to use the violin as a prop and to do comedy. His radio show, The Jack Benny Show, began on NBC in 1932 and ran every week for 23 years. He played a character who was stingy and sour, a terrible violinist, and perpetually 39 years old. Here's a poem for today by Carol Ann Duffy, Valentine. Not a red rose or a satin heart, I give you an onion. It is a moon wrapped in brown paper. It promises light like the careful undressing of love. Here it will blind you with tears like a lover. It will make your reflection a wobbling photo of grief. I am trying to be truthful, not a cute card or a kissogram. I give you an onion. Its fierce kiss will stay on your lips, possessive and faithful as we are for as long as we are. Take it. Its platinum loops shrink to a wedding ring, if you like. Lethal. Its scent will cling to your fingers, cling to your knife. A poem by Carol Ann Duffy, Valentine, from her collection Meantime, published by Anvil Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And supported by LegalZoom, for over 10 years providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.